and thank you, Lord, for all that you've done in Pilleli's life. And just the final thing is about how we follow, how Jehoshaphat followed. He had this word from the Lord, a powerful word from the Lord. And we heard on the video, we're not going to read the rest of the passage, but we heard that he obeyed that word. But just think about it for a moment. Even though it was a powerful word, it still meant them getting up in the morning the next day and going out to face the armies with all the risks that that entailed. They had a choice to believe God or not, to turn up or to go home and barricade themselves in and hope for the best. We too can choose who and what we believe. Our fears, the ways of the world, the lies the devil throws at us, you're no good, you'll never succeed, you might as well give up now. Or we can choose to believe God's word, to believe what God is saying to us. This will very much affect how we respond in the midst of our battles, in the battles we experience. And it was also about how they obeyed. They really went forward in praise and worship. They took time to show they were thankful. Jehoshaphat further encourages them. Have faith in God and you will be upheld. Have faith in the prophets who God speaks to. We need to test and discern what God seems to be saying through people. But are we willing to listen, to receive and to test? It was perhaps a little unusual for Jehoshaphat to appoint a group of singers to go ahead of the army and sing praise to God. You fancy that, chaps? But as they did so, God acted. God set ambushes against the people and they destroyed one another, those who were coming at to attack Jehoshaphat. And all they had to do was to go and collect the plunder. That took 3 days. Then on the fourth day, they praised God right there on the battlefield. Then they returned to Jerusalem, praised God again and to the temple. And all this is an amazing witness to the neighbouring kingdoms who came to fear God and left Jehoshaphat and his people in peace after that. So just summing up, because Jehoshaphat and the people humbled themselves before God, they stood as one united body and waited to hear what he had to say, praising God at every stage of their journey. They were delivered. Not only with clear guidance and direction they received, but as they stepped out in faith, God actually fought the battle for them. The battle is indeed the Lord's, and God was glorified through their obedience. So coming back to our own situation and any battles you might be facing now, just ask the Lord what he might be highlighting for you in a moment of quiet, about your focus, about how to draw on your faith in this situation, how to draw on the fellowship of God's people, or maybe how to follow. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the example of Jehoshaphat and his people. Please continue to prompt us and remind us of their example in the days and weeks ahead and in the battles we face. Help us to keep praising and trusting in you, for yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. And all the people said, Amen.